KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, some areas of light fog, and it's currently 58 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Our forecast is calling for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 86. In Western Iowa news, authorities in Shelby County say a man who fell out of the bed of a pickup truck Sunday afternoon was seriously injured and flown to a trauma center in Omaha. The Sheriff's Department said Stephen Gross of Shelby was holding onto inflatable rafts in the bed of the pickup traveling on Highway 44 when Gross was tossed out the back of the vehicle. The accident happened east of Harlan at around 5:45 p.m. Gross was transported to Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan before being flown to the Nebraska Medical Center for additional treatments. A report on his condition is not currently available. A Cass County man will spend 5 years in federal prison on a child pornography charge. A U.S. District Court judge last Thursday sentenced 54-year-old Jimmy Joe Meisner of Atlantic after he pleaded guilty to one count of receiving child pornography in May. Court records show Meisner obtained more than 1,700 images and 97 videos of young children engaged in sexually explicit conduct from September to December of 2013. Meisner will also have to serve 10 years of probation once he is released. A Council Bluffs man will spend more than 2 years in prison on a child pornography charge. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
49-year-old David Brenneman was sentenced to 30 months in prison after pleading guilty in April to possession of child pornography. Investigation found Brenneman went on the internet between May and December of 2012 and obtained images of children engaged in sexually explicit activities. U.S. District Court judge also ordered Brenneman to serve 10 years of probation once he completes his sentence. I'm Dar Danielson.
A second trial for a Pottawatomie County man charged in the sexual abuse of a teenager has been delayed again. The Daily Nonpareil says trial for 47-year-old John Osborne of Council Bluffs was put off, pending an appeal by the Iowa Attorney General's office. In May, 4th District Court Judge Richard Davidson granted Osborne a new sexual abuse trial. After a March bench trial, Davidson had found Osborne guilty of 4 counts of third-degree sexual abuse in connection to alleged sexual contact with a 14-year-old girl last summer. Defense Attorney Jordan Glazer filed a motion for a new trial or judgment of acquittal, citing new evidence. Davidson granted the motion for a new trial. The Attorney General's office, however, filed an appeal of that decision shortly thereafter, arguing the original verdict should stand. A second trial had been scheduled to start on August the 4th, but 4th District Court Judge James Heckerman issued a stay of the trial pending the appeal. The Attorney General's office explained that its attorneys would file a legal brief in the coming days, but the defense then allowed 30 days to file a rebuttal. The Iowa Supreme Court will review the case and either decide to hear it or send it to the Iowa Court of Appeals. Either way, the appeal will be heard in a Des Moines courtroom. Once a decision has been made, the matter will return to Pottawatomie County Court. If the appeal is denied, a new trial will begin. If the court rules in favor of the state, the case would go to sentencing pending a possible appeal by the defense. State officials have suspended the license of the Trainer school district superintendent for 30 days, saying he should not have let his son work unsupervised as a custodian for the district after the boy was accused of inappropriate sexual conduct. The Board of Educational Examiners also ruled last week that a letter of reprimand would be given to Superintendent Kevin Elwood. Elwood was accused of 2 violations of Iowa Educational Code, including failing to make reasonable efforts to protect the health and safety of students. In September of 2013, Elwood's son, Creighton, pleaded guilty to 2 counts of assault and 1 of false imprisonment. He was sentenced to 14 days in jail, 2 years of probation, and ordered to register as a sex offender. In the funeral announcements, John Carstensen, age 74, of Shelby, died Saturday in Omaha. Funeral services for John Carstensen will be today at 1 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Shelby with Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Shelby in charge of arrangements. George Doyle, age 82, of Manning, died Sunday in Carroll. Funeral services for George Doyle will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Marie Helen Sullivan, age 93, of Harlan, died Monday in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Marie Sullivan will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Emma Lacey, age 78, of Manning, died Tuesday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Emma Lacey will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Iva Mae Rasmussen, age 95, of Kirkman, died Monday in Harlan. Funeral services for Iva Rasmussen will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Robert Stewart, age 91, of Shelby, died Monday in Council Bluffs. A memorial service for Robert Stewart will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Shelby United Methodist Church, with Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby in charge of arrangements. Myrna Laurie Peters, age 75, of Walnut, died Monday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Myrna Peters will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Altamont Baptist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Charles Doc Early, age 91, of Harlan, died Friday. Memorial services for Doc Early will be on Friday at 3 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Franklin Leyland, age 90, of Exira, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Celebration of life services for Franklin Leyland will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. And Arnold Beyer, age 67, of Victor, has died. Graveside services for Arnold Beyer will be held August 29th at 11 a.m. in the Noble Center Cemetery, 2 miles south of Lyman. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. The news brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.